was me and not my sister. And that was because my sister was a goer. I was very quiet, enjoyed the radio and books and that. My sister was the opposite. She loved dancing and going out, and although she was 2 years younger than me, so she was quite young, but because I was accepting, didn't make a fuss. I always remember saying, "I'm glad it's you," especially when I lost my vision. I don't know how she would have managed my sister. But
how did the rest of the family react?
I don't know. I absolutely do not know. I don't think it made a great deal of difference to anyone, except my dad, who had the job of visiting me on a Sunday, because in those days, hospital visiting was just twice a week, and my mum could take a bus on a Wednesday, and it was 2 hours in the afternoon. My dad, bless him now, thinking about it, he had to cycle, and it was like 20 miles from home to the hospital, and he would come, and my mum would pack a lunch for him, and he'd stop halfway and eat his lunch. But he wouldn't leave me without a visitor.
How did people at work react to your having diabetes?
I don't think they reacted at all, actually. The lady that I worked for, that was my boss, her fiancé had actually died with it. But you see, we're talking the late 1920s. She was quite elderly then, and she always treated me very nicely because of that. But I don't think it certainly didn't make any great difference to my life or how people treated me. Got no memory of that at all, of them being any different. Most people are kind anyway.